Which brings us to the fifth position, that of spirit as life. And the epitome states, through a habitual struggle to always be good. Gee, I'm glad I'm seeing this one from the standpoint of law, because otherwise I would think that I had to struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle, and I might get scared away and forget the whole journey, forget the whole thing. But really isn't that way. That's just the way it echoes down. So I have to ask myself, though, is my spiritual quest dedicated enough? You can feel each question in spirit pulls you in deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. It's not going to let go of you, you know. The spiritual quicksand, right? Just keeps pulling you in to the center. Is my spiritual quest dedicated enough? Am I really willing to journey through the first four stages of spirit? Over and over and over, if necessary, until I'm locked in the heart of being and can spontaneously express its nature and intentions in all that I do. Isn't that wonderful? I just have to be so hooked up, so locked into its heart, so locked into its response mechanism that I just express naturally that which it feels and that which it wants to express. Am I willing to put my everyday needs aside and separate myself from frivolous or destructive activities and struggle continually to be good? Well, in the human, it really does appear that I have to be willing to put those everyday activities aside if spirit is bidding me to do so. And that I have to turn away from fun activities or destructive activities if spirit bids me to do so. Which it doesn't always, because some of those activities are a direct result of the outpour and the flow of spirit itself, because it only wants that good in my experience. So some of the wonderful activities are just the evidence of spirit, and they're coming right from spirit, so it isn't going to take any of that away. It's only going to take the activities that I might feel are preferable or I might feel are good away. Only that away that would veer me off course or take me away from my journey. If I'm really not willing to go through those stages over and over and over and over, and if I seem to have a tendency to hold back my commitment, then I must just really try hard to be better. If the demands are feeling too great and this type of dedication is not yet second nature, and you know with most of us it isn't, then I really wish to make it that way. I really want to understand more every day. I want to develop and improve and spiritually progress until I can proceed from a place of absolute purity. Because, really, behind it all is spirit pouring forth. That spirit is taking me on my inward journey. It's spirit that has beseeched me to consecrate my thought, energy, and desire on its behalf. It has bid me to focus on the real spiritual qualities of my being and to feel and fully appreciate their presence. It has even carried me beyond them to their source, to the creative impulsion of the divine subjective being. It has pulled me into the center of that being and fixed my position so clearly that its desire is my command and obedience to it is as natural as breathing. If it signals a move, I move. And if it desires to express its nature, I too desire to express that nature. So let the natural order of spirit unfold within me. I'm really addressing the spirit of my own consciousness. Let the natural order of that spirit unfold within me, and let it bring me to the point of reflection where it is my customary practice to transmit only good. That's the kind of struggle, okay? It isn't just a human kind of struggle to be good. The struggle is really clear and it's in accordance with law. It's allowing spirit to turn me inward and to go through those stages until it's just my customary practice to be good, to exemplify those qualities. I know it's in the natural order of things for evil to pass away and good to be expressed, so therefore I have got to be progressive and turn away from the appearance of evil at every opportunity. I really must do that. So therefore, as if a counterfeit reflection presents itself to me, I really have to have the courage to say, "You're not real." Out. Out. Out of my focus. Out. You're not real, and I'm not going to pay any attention to you. I'm going to turn to spirit and let it pour forth for me what is real. And I'm going to stay there and stay focused there and let it wipe out the illusions and the false feelings that would pull me away. It really has to be my habit to hold the divine qualities in the forefront of my focus and see them reflected everywhere. Do you make that a practice? Wherever you go, whatever you do, you're only greeting divine qualities. See them everywhere. And if a counterfeit quality or reflection presents itself to you, turn away and recognize the true qualities, the true reflection that's really occurring there. Despite the evidence to the contrary, and we get evidence to the contrary all the time, I really mustn't turn my gaze backward also, or allow the memory of past events to haunt me. That is just another big one. So what if counterfeit negative qualities and appearances and reflections occurred yesterday? So what? Are you going to jail yourself in your heart with a sense of time and the response mechanism? Are you going to sludge in the gears of responding? No. Don't turn back. So what? Yesterday was a dream. It was an illusion. If all the counterfeit qualities in creation could come up and present themselves to you, so what? They're nothing. You didn't ever really feel them or really experience them. So let them go. Don't waste your breath on them. Just forgive if it's necessary and detach. That's the most important one. Detach and go on. Let spirit detach you. It'll detach you because it'll show you the unreality of that occurrence, the unreality of that hurt or the unreality of whatever happened, it'll detach you the minute it shows you the unreality. So let it show it to you. Let it detach you and go on. But the fact of the matter is that in reality, I am good, and so are all, despite appearances. The appearance of negative qualities in me or in others is merely a dream that will fade with the passage of time. And everyone is going to experience themselves anew as soon as they're able to reflect, I have here in the pool at the base of the bubbling spring of spirit. What's the bubbling spring of spirit? The law, right? Saying, come on, I impel this into being. I impel it to be here. So as soon as you can see yourself reflected in that mirror, in that wonderful spring where the qualities are just coming forth and coming forth and coming forth, as soon as you can just be in that nowness of spirit, the negative counterfeit qualities will just dissolve, disappear, have no bearing, no feeling in your heart. Nothing will be left there. No memories to detach from. No negative characteristics to purify from or to separate oneself from. I'll find myself pure and good the way I really am, exemplifying the divine characteristics within my being. Isn't that neat? Wonderful? I'm going to take a break. We are now at the sixth position in the second section of prayer, that position which corresponds to spirit as truth. Spirit bringing into focus the form of its own being. Spirit bringing into focus the factuality of its own being. The epitome there states, through striving to assimilate more and more of the divine character, and striving is a word like struggling, so one has to realize that the strife or the struggle only goes on as one is ascending, as one is approaching spirit or approaching the inward search. But truly keep in mind that if one has found one's way to the center of the reflection of spirit, that it won't be a striving. It'll just be a happening. But I must ask myself, can I imbibe these divine qualities and exemplify them in my life? Not going to let them be outside of me, is it? Can I love them enough to let them saturate my being until I'm fully conscious of their presence? That's what's happening here. Can I love those qualities enough to allow them to leaven, right? To allow them to absolutely saturate me until I'm fully conscious of their presence? Can I shift perspective enough to understand myself as an aggregate of these special qualities, blending and combining in orderly reflection. And as I first say that, that might sound very abstract to you. But if you consider it quietly, in the privacy of your own sanctuary, I know you'll see the reality of what's going on there. But I'll repeat it. Can I shift perspective enough to understand myself an aggregate of these special qualities blending and combining in orderly reflection? I really pray to be clear enough to do so, to allow the baptism. I want my consciousness to be bathed in spiritual ideas, so much so that all that is not a part of them will be washed away. I want to realize that I am a spiritual being and not a material one. And as such, I really must withdraw my affection from the forms of matter. Not so easy, but I really must do that. There is, in reality, a deep impulsion going on within the spirit of the divine, causing it to bring to focus the entirety of its reflection. A clear reflex image of the assemblage of its qualities. Let that impulsion be felt in my heart, and let it bring to focus within me the true form of its image, the totality of its facts and combinations, the entire calculus of its reflection. Let it bring that entire calculus of its reflection to birth within me. And let it cause within me an awareness of all that has been brought forth. May I quietly but diligently labor to assimilate the whole of it into my being. That's the kind of striving that is required here. Not just mamby-pamby striving to be good or striving to do more and more and more good deeds, but to really take on the character of the qualities and their form, right? So we're right now in the form of that reflection, and I really have to zero in on the form of that reflection within my own being and become conscious of it. Therefore, I do have to diligently, quietly labor to assimilate the whole of it into my being. But really, it's going to permeate my being. So just let it permeate my being until every facet of that form, every facet of that calculus, is made conscious within my heart. I really know that I can do this, and I trust that it'll seep into my heart and alter whatever false images may be stored there. I know that the essence of these qualities is strong enough to infiltrate any barriers that I might have put in their way, and that ultimately I will realize the full potential of them in what translates to appear as my character. This really is going to happen. And no kind of doubt or inertia will prevent me from dissolving the material obstructions that would stand in the way of the full consciousness of this orderly, mathematical reflection. You just get this unbelievable sense of healing, really, in your heart, where you're just aware that nothing else is going on except the reflex image of these divine qualities, and that I'm an eternal response mechanism that is forever transmitting and receiving these qualities. And that's all. And really, that nothing can stand in the way, because spirit is going to leaven. It's going to purify. It's going to take away the obstructions that I've placed there. Nothing is going to stand in the way of my being conscious of my divine reflection, of my being conscious of the form of spirit, which is, by the way, the substance of spirit. And the glory is that success really is guaranteed. For the reflex image of divine qualities I've been trying to adopt is intrinsically my own image. It's just that it's been buried and partially forgotten. I have here under a pile of erroneous material beliefs to which I've paid homage. Doesn't that conjure up an image? You can just see yourself buried under this enormous heap of garbage. But it really can't stay that way, because I really do have the consciousness of that reflection within me. And that reflection itself is always going on within me. And I am always functioning in accordance with it and in accordance with the directives of spirit. So don't give up hope. Move gently into spirit, and spirit will take away or dissolve, whichever, each little piece of trash that's been piled up. It'll penetrate through the barriers. It'll disperse the matter until the only thing that's left is the pure reflex image of its divine reflection. Spirit, you know, is the great translator. It really, its office is to translate the wonderful idea or ideas that have been conceived by mind to the objective characteristic of soul. Spirit is the reflex image. It's the refocuser. It funnels the ideas and allows them to come out as full-blown characteristics. That office in spirit is at work within me, translating the divine qualities of my being until, in soul, the full nature of my being can show forth, can identify itself. All my striving really will be rewarded as I become conscious of myself in the divine image. So, if I want to be imbued with a divine character, I really must turn inward to discover what the divine character is. For only through the lens and prism of spirit will I be able to recognize what it is, and therefore what I am. Only there will I be able to find the clarity, to feel the response modes that are going on within spirit and exemplify them within my own heart, within my own being. Spirit is a feeling place. And so it's the feeling place within me that is transforming as I address the issues which brings us to the last mode, to the seventh position of spirit, to that which the law identifies as the love of spirit, or spirit as love, a gentle, fulfilling, magnanimous place value. The epitome states that the last thing I have to do is be spiritually devoted and to worship the divine qualities. Well, you can't really worship them if they're still outside of you. It's really a case of how deep you've penetrated into the heart of your own divine being. And so I have to ask myself, have I been clear enough to follow the pathway of spirit into the land of understanding? Have I loved and respected the journey enough to be faithful to it and not to be led astray by other loyalties? And you all know how easy that is. It's our other loyalties that often seem to beckon us away, seem to deter us from the deep sense of devotion that we really must have to the inward search for reality. Has the spirit behind it, indeed I have here, been my highest loyalty? So that's really the question here, isn't it? Am I really loyal to spirit first and its reflection, its activity, its bidding? Or am I loyal to what appear to be other, even fine things? My family, my job, commitments. Where is my highest loyalty? But most of all, the question arises, have I been still enough to enter the sanctuary of spirit and unify with the entirety of its reflection? There is only one way in stillness. That still, that quiet, I must be to find my unity with the reflection of the Divine Spirit. Oh, I pray so. For think, what could be more wonderful than unifying with the all-encompassing reflection of divine qualities, to be totally detached from any counterfeit quality, from any negative quality? What could be more fantastic than that? To be unified with the entire assemblage, the entire aggregate of divine qualities, with all of them, to not have one tiny little negative quality pulling at your heart. That would just be fantastic. Well, I want to be able to do it. And I want to be able to devote myself to the spiritual quest until its aim is fulfilled in me. I really want to love and worship it enough to follow the divine order of its unfoldment until I'm really in the midst of its glorious and fulfilling reflection. Oh, golly, what a peaceful place to be, where you just are in awe of that reflection of divine qualities, the totality of it. We are just so centered in that reflex image that nothing else can have a tug or a pull on your heart. Nothing else can bid you to follow it. Nothing else can lure you away. No sense of matter. Just not to be focused dualistically, not to be focused on matter and spirit, but just to be so totally immersed in the reflection of spirit that nothing else is being felt. Fantastic. Spirit has really, from the well of its own being, brought forth the elements needed for its complete reflection. And it has, in so doing, brought them forth for every facet of its being. For all. And as such, it has brought those elements forth for me. Therefore, it's my birthright to be imbued with those elements, with the clear qualities of spirit, and to be so united with and embraced by them that nothing else can be heard, can be felt. Nothing. No false quality. Nothing. And that I can't feel myself separated from that reflection. I'm just so immersed in it, so at the center of it, that I can't be separated from it. I'm a part of it. I'm functioning with it. I'm fulfilling its aim and its purpose. I'm just part of that holographic reflection. Let it be so then, I have here. Let these spiritual qualities come to birth within me. Let them bubble up from the eternal spring of life. Right? That's the law behind there. Let that birth commence. You really have to be the mother of spirit there. If you're really unified, you are the mother of spirit, giving birth to the totality of its own indivisible reflection, of its own integrated, united reflection. And that birth will come to place. It can't help it, for it's a natural function in the spirit of being. That ideal image must evidence itself, because it's the office of spirit to bring it out, to combine that wellspring of qualities and view them as a whole. See, it's got this incredible focusing ability. And it just combines all these elements, and it's able to view all of them at once as a whole. As a magnificent, self-sufficient ideal. And as I'm able to conceive its existence, I cannot but be in awe of it, and wonder at its presence and prepare for its delivery in my experience. I have to be the mother of spirit too. I must appreciate it so much that I allow each and every aspect, each and every quality to flow and move in the focus of my deep inner attention. I can just here, Max here, giving the tonality building exercises where he just says, flow and flow and flow and blend and blend and blend until you're just saturated with these qualities, until nothing else is real. Do it. That's a mothering activity of spirit, to blend those qualities. I must allow them to blend and blend and blend and blend until they come to birth in my own heart, until they bud and bloom within my own heart, within my own feeling, within my own inner response modes, within my own divine reflection. as a fulfillment in the divine order, the image appears pure, transparent, a holographic reflection. Oh, that image is just wonderful. You just get this image of a holographic reflection where every facet is included and is at work giving forth its particular quality to the whole. Every facet is doing that. And the holograph is just the symbol of that entirety of the reflection of every quality transmitting and receiving the inner signals, its images. It's a transparent holographic reflection. No opacity, no blocks, no matter, nothing to obscure the passage of light waves, as it were, not even material light waves. Transparent reflection of divine qualities. They need no channel through which to express. That spirit acts on its own volition. It doesn't need to be expressed through any channel. It is an entire reflection all unto itself, a self-sufficient reflection, a self-contained reflection all unto itself. And it doesn't need a channel through which to be spirit, through which to be its reflection. It is it. It's its own magnificent reflection, and it's pouring that reflection forth all the time. And it's coming to birth within my heart, if I will mother it and allow it. And every aspect of that holographic reflection is collaborating in a unity of divine purpose. How could I not wish to find my place in this reflection? How could I isolate myself from its tender, gentle care? My heart is overflowing as I appreciate the opportunity I have, the unique but integrated position that I fulfill. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and a song of praise in my heart. You can just hear this is devotion and worship. To be that unified with the holographic reflection, to find my place within that holographic reflection and fulfill my aim and purpose. That would cancel out all false senses of worship, all feelings of religious worship, because I cannot go back and read and read and read and be loyal to the words on a page or even the laws that have been dictated to me to follow. My loyalty is to spirit, to be spiritual. My loyalty is to unify with the divine infinite spirit and to allow it to exemplify itself in my being. If I'm in the midst of that, I will sing the praises of that spirit. I could do no less. I will worship and adore that reflection. For what else would be in my heart? And with that, I leave you for a month.